What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you've been having a great week. What are you grateful for today, Jerry?
You have to give us two, because last one we got quite all up into it. That was a good episode, but we just got distracted. We were yapping, and then before we knew it, we were like, oh my gosh, she didn't even say her grateful.
What was yours?
Pretty sure it was ever.
Yeah, we just snowballed.
Family. I don't know what the heck it was about.
Yeah, when we stopped recording, I was like, oh shit, I never said what I was grateful for.
But I'm going to tell you, today, I just got back from taking my friend who was battling stage 4 breast cancer. So today I am grateful for her doctors. I'm grateful for her health.
Aww.
And she went from deathbed, not deathbed, what's that? She was very bad. They did not expect her to survive. Mm. And now she's just got a teeny tiny little bit left. She's having surgery next week. And then she'll do a little more radiation.
Yay.
They'll make sure she's clear. She'll be able to ring that bell and then do like a reconstruction.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm extremely grateful her doctors and for her health. Yeah, so that's what it is
Thank
today.
Thank God for healthcare professionals.
Can we shout them out?
Can we, please? I mean, because you're literally doing Lord's work. Like, wow.
I wish I could. Like, I'm always, like, I've always been so interested in it. Mm. I just, A, don't have the confidence to do it. And
neither would I.
But like, I don't mind.
Like, are you sure? Are you sure?
I could be an assistant. Did I mess up? I could definitely be an assistant. But, like, I think of, like, Dr. McCormick with my back. It's like, oh, my God, just one little small slip and I could have been paralyzed. And it's like, you know, you think of things like that. And it's like, I don't know how they do it. But, yeah, so I thank everyone who is in healthcare. Thank you. Nurses, mm-hmm. doctors, PAs, you name
heroes.
It. Thank you. Yes, you guys are heroes.
Absolutely.
Save my friend's life.
Okay. My grateful. Like, before
two.
I forget.
I
have to do two?
You have to do two.
Okay. I'm going to go with number one, my job. Lately, the universe is like, here's a blessing. It's been going really well.
Wait, we need
like, the universe is like, you want to get a house? Okay.
Here you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, the universe, my job, / a second one. By the way, you guys, I'm going to wait to update you. I do have updates on the house hunting. I know some of you guys only listen to the podcast and you don't keep up with other social media. So I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait until the next episode because I want my vlog to go live first. And this is cutting it a tad close, and I don't want to ruin anything of
Correct.
The sorts. So next
we
episode.
We decided we're going to. Well, we.
Yeah.
She decided. She decided she's going to hold off for a bit.
Yes. So yeah, sorry to leave you hanging, but next episode for sure. My second grateful. Huh. I wrote my gratefuls this morning. You know what's funny? I don't even remember what I wrote down.
So long ago.
It was. I woke up at like 7:30 today. I'm going to be thankful for our realtor. She's pretty freaking awesome.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Jerry met her the other day.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So we like, I didn't know like how anything worked. And when we booked a house tour for the first house we ever saw, it just randomly assigned us with a real estate agent. And she turned out to be just like
a
the
blessing.
Sweetest sweetie. Like, and it's funny because the first time we met her, you know, a little more professional, a little more whatever. Now she's getting loose with me. It's so funny. Like, dad doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's fine. But like everyone was thinking that my dad found this house that we were looking at. And I was like, I found this house. You don't give him credit. She's like, let him have it, Alyssa. I was like, you're getting there with me. You're like part of the family now.
But dad thinks he got it.
Yeah. She's like, let him have it. Let him have that one thing.
So funny.
But yeah, just the way she's talking to me now is so funny. Yesterday, she has cats too, and one of her cats got out. It came back. Aww. Yeah, so she texted me the other day. It's a good day. My cat came back. And I was like, I said something else. I was like, and your cat came back. Like, what could get better? And she goes, gotta be good. Aww. And I told her about my recipe website. Like, she's just like getting so comfortable with us, sweet. And I love it. A few days ago, we brought her to our apartment now just to show her and, like, you know, like, where we're going from. She was like, oh, it's so nice, da da da. So I was like, you're coming to our housewarming party when we get a house. And she's like, yeah, I keep up with all my clients. And we're like, we love you. I'm like, you're my real estate mom.
So sweet.
She's knowledgeable, but she's also, like, she's professional, but she also doesn't take no shit, you know? And I like that. She, like, stands her ground, but in, like, a nice way. Mm-hmm. And she kind of reminds me of myself a little bit. She's like, I'm very straight to the point. And I was like, yes, so am I. Let's do it, you know?
Beautiful.
So we got really lucky with her, and I'm really grateful because she's been making this process, like, I know we haven't gotten there yet, but, you know, people say it's one of the most stressful things in the world. And she's just answering all our questions, making it very seamless so far.
Beautiful.
She's making it very, very easy for us. And so I appreciate her. Aww. She's my grateful. Love you, Janine.
That's so sweet.
So those are my gratefuls for today. Jerry visited another college. Update. Give us the tea.
Okay. So we went to... Not that she really had a high interest in going there. It was just because it's a Long Island school. So we went to Hofstra. And
I have a very funny story about Hofstra when you're done.
I was so underwhelmed by it. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was... it's a big campus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's divided by... Hempstead Turnpike. So it's okay. Like all the dorms are on one side, all the buildings for academics are on the other, but you either have to cross the bridge, you know, that bridge that you see over, well, they have like a footbridge. They have three of them.
Okay.
So either you have to walk across the footbridge or you have to cross Hempstead Turnpike, which is like 4, 5, 6 lanes of traffic, whatever it is. It's a busy street, you know, and it's far. Everything is far. It's a big campus and very underwhelmed. I think a lot had to do with our tour guides.
Really?
I don't think they were very
great. It was not the experience that you got at the other one, like welcoming.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about price. They didn't talk about, they have like criminology, but they don't have criminal justice.
Okay.
It was...
When you know, you know. When you don't know, you know.
And I think it was just like, the one to beat right now is New Haven. I think that's going to be. But she said she would still consider applying here because it is local and God knows if she gets cold feet. Okay. Maybe she would start here because you could always transfer, right? So she's like, if I start here, maybe get her liberal arts out of the way and then...
Is that like what you have to do in college?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, maybe then... You know,
mm-hmm.
be able to transfer.
Yeah.
But, so she'll probably still apply,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I wasn't feeling it at all.
It wasn't the vibe. Mm-mm. We don't have time to settle for mediocre anything.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, ciao for now. Connecticut is the winner. So far.
So far.
Tomorrow we're going to D.C.
Tomorrow we're going to Washington,
D.C. You're staying overnight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. You get to, like, explore and stuff.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You've been to D.C.?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Oh, I was going to say.
For shows.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun. I think on paper, D.C. offers more.
Yes.
Because where she wants to be, CIA, FBI, I just think there's so much available to her then.
Yeah.
But also in New Haven, people have interned in D.C. So it's not like it's an impossibility. I just felt like it was more, personally, I like New Haven because it's a lot closer than... You know, Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, she could take a train to Washington, D.C.
I was just going to say, you can train right to D.C.
Right, exactly. So either way, you know.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to walk on campus tomorrow and be like, yay! Or be like, New Haven.
Yep.
You know? So
that's the last one?
Oh, no. We've got more. We've got Boston. We've got Pennsylvania. We've got a few more.
Okay.
And she also wants to look maybe possible something else on Long Island.
Okay.
But...
Be careful in D.C. Didn't we get a ticket when we went there?
Yes, we did.
Well, it was a speeding ticket, right? Or a red light?
I think it was speeding.
Yeah, they had like the checkers.
Yeah, it was like a 20-mile-an-hour.
Motherfuckers. Who drives $20? $20. Who drives $20 an hour?
I did. That sucked. But, yeah. Well, and I'm planning on just going and parking, and we're going to walk everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
As you should. It's probably going to be gorgeous out. Yeah. It hasn't even been super duper hot.
Yesterday was disgusting. Everybody walking on this tour yesterday, I was so, like, what's the word? I was, like, paranoid because everybody, like, everybody in front of us, when you walk in, they all had, like, the sweat. Like, under boob sweat, the back sweat, their gray shirts with the dark gray, whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God. And Aaliyah's like, no, Ma, you're fine. I'm
like, yeah, but, okay, like, you. But like, you said everybody had it. Everybody sweats.
My shirt, thank God it's just looser. If my shirt was tighter, you probably would have saw it because I definitely felt it fucking going down the crack of your butt. You know when you have that feeling?
I get the boob sweat so bad.
I don't have boobs,
like,
so.
It looks like I've pumped. I was like, oh, my God. Like, in if I go to the gym.
Right.
Now I know I don't wear anything like light colored and tight because like it doesn't fucking matter. Like everybody sweats. But also like when you put your hands up and you got two like circles under your boobs, it's not really cute.
And you definitely don't want to draw any additional attention to your boobs. You know?
Yeah. So but, like that happened to me a few times and I was like, no more boob sweat.
And Aaliyah too, she goes, you know, what's funny. Every time we go on a college tour, I'm always wearing a black shirt and jeans and. Yesterday, after this one, she's like, now I know why I subconsciously am wearing black, because you won't see my pit, my wet pits or boobs or back. And I'm like, you're a smart cookie.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, the boobs, what's the problem?
Oh, yeah. Mm. But yeah, so interesting, but yeah.
Not for her.
No.
So funny story about Hofstra. So when my dad and I went, I don't know if I told you this story. It's really dumb of me. Which actually we want to do like some sort of like quiz episode and you guys will see how dumb I am. I could do a lot of things, but I am not book smart at all.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
No, but you are.
No, but my manager Liana recommended us to do like, she saw somebody do like the American citizen test or some shit. I would fail.
So would I probably.
Okay, so there we go.
We could ask ever.
We always say that me and you are like the same like common sense kind of day-to-day smart versus like book smart. Yes. I don't know shit about textbook smart.
I agree. Me either.
Anyways, point being is me and my dad went on a food tour. It was just us and this one other couple. So we were just sitting there chatting before the tour started. And they're like, oh yeah, we met at Hofstra. And I was like, ooh, fancy, bougie, or something like that. I was thinking of Harvard. But I didn't realize until like days later. I think when we talked about Hofstra, about Aaliyah going to tour Hofstra, and I was like,
it hit you.
I was like, oh my God, I confused it with fucking Harvard. And they probably thought I was weird because, like, what's so super fancy about Hofstra? But they didn't say anything. It's like, let it happen. I was like, wow, funny. Really bougie.
I have to say,
that's so embarrassing. I mean,
listen. So I feel like when we went to Pace, for example, a lot of people there, rightfully so, were interested in theater, right? Because Manhattan's theater, right?
Yeah.
I felt like yesterday everybody was about either medical, like they have a lot of PA classes, and or they had a big engineering. They had two engineering buildings of classes and labs and that stuff. But I felt like a lot of people who were on the tour, all within communications, like, I'm interested in radio. I'm interested in, like, whatever else is in. Like, you know, like, TV, like, news anchors.
Okay. Like, production.
Yes. Okay. And I feel like, they have a lot of recording studios, and they have, like, TV sets and like...
Entertainment industry.
Correct. So I feel... And they have this huge new building, and part of it is called the Idea Hub, and it's for entrepreneurs. Like, they bring their idea there, they start sketching it out and finding it out and get the help.
That's actually kind of cool, but not for Aaliyah.
It is. And that's what I mean. I don't want to put it down. I thought... The campus parts of it were really pretty. I felt some of it was kind of bland, but also that it was very separated by the big road.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't, yeah, I wasn't loving it.
You had to walk all the way across to go to your classes?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
And it was a hike.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like
you gotta leave 15 minutes early for your class. Yeah. It's supposed to be convenient.
At least 15 minutes it would take you.
Wow.
But she, yeah, so I mean, it wasn't it's not that it was a horrible thing. I think if you're in like a PA or entertainment or something like that, I think it could be a great college for you. I just felt like Aaliyah, where she wants to be in life, they had very minimal opportunities for her.
Yeah.
And the same thing, traveling abroad, well, everything is additional.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I just feel like New Haven is it.
Yeah. Pretty not possible. Everything's going to be for everyone.
Right.
Even in Zumba today, like, me and my friend Volunteer are friends with our teacher, Nicole. And she, like, is doing, like, this new stretch. And it's, like, very, like, hula-esque. Like, it's cute, right? But it's, like, not for my friend. She's like, I fucking hate this song. she's like, but... You can't like everything. Out of all of the 50 songs, I don't like one, you know?
Right, right.
So I was like, not everything's for everybody. Exactly. But it was just funny because she's like, this is too chill and slow and everything. But anyways, I don't know what that related to.
About not everything is for everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening, considering Hofstra, I mean, there was a guy who was from Germany coming to visit.
Wow.
So obviously something he wanted to do was there.
Yeah.
It was very business engineering oriented. That's what I felt like.
And it's just not for her.
Right.
Yeah. You want a college that's going to specify in what you want.
Right.
What
exactly.
You go for. Awesome. So that's fun. I'll have more updates for you guys in the next, I almost said vlog, in the next episode. And for today, if you don't follow us on Instagram, you missed it, go follow us on Instagram. We are going to start using this feature a lot more, actually.
Yes.
We want to do more curated episodes. I actually would like to, when this episode goes live, put up a Q&A box just asking what kind of topics you guys want to hear or any specific questions that we can make, like a whole episode. If there's a funny quiz you want us to take live on the show, I'll leave open a box for your ideas.
Love it.
Okay, so go to our Instagram today.
Anytime, sorry. No, anytime you put a questionnaire up here, we get huge interactions.
Yeah,
and I love it. And yeah. I think they obviously love it too. So, mm-hmm. And we got a gajillion, literally. So if we don't get to you, we'll do a part two and get to the rest of them. Because I feel like there's so many. When I was scrolling to open this, it was like, wow.
Also, if you guys enjoyed the episode with Aaliyah, like the Q&A style, we're also going to do that with Zane.
So, get your questions in.
Yeah, ooh. So I'll post that one as well very soon. So make sure you're following us on Instagram. Put on your notifications so you know when we post a story so you can interact with our episodes. We're going to do more curated episodes like that.
Look at us, so cute. So Alyssa's guy.
No. Honestly, it's my manager. Let's give her the credit. She's okay. She listens to the podcast every Monday and Thursday, so she like... Every Monday and Thursday, I get
like feedback.
Why doesn't she
listen to it Sunday and Wednesday? That's what I want to know.
That's so true. Liana, I know you're listening. So every Monday and Thursday, I get feedback. And I was like, good idea.
I mean, that's what she does, right?
I said, that's why I keep you around. Okay, anyways, so today we asked you guys... Which I don't know if we've done this before on Saturday Shenanigans, but we used to do that.
I definitely think we have.
But this is a whole nother vibe. We asked you guys, what did we ask them? Lies your parents told you as a kid. Okay, so we're going to go through your answers. Let's do it.
Definitely, I heard this as a kid, and I also told my kids this, that turning on the light in the car while driving was illegal. I told my kids it.
I definitely was told that. I more so was told that they couldn't see. You got to turn that off. I can't see.
Right. And you really can't see.
It does distract you.
Because
it reflects kind of.
Actually, now that you're saying that, I don't know if I told my kids it was illegal.
Yeah. I think it was just like, I can't see. Yeah.
But I also may have said it was illegal.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. Is it?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. I bet some of these I'm going to be like, wait, that's still true. If the ice cream van plays its tune, it means they are out of ice cream.
Okay, so I personally never said this, but I've heard a lot of parents talk about that.
My parents never did that to me. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, Mr. Softy's coming.
Ice cream van's coming.
Yeah.
But I have heard, like I've had friends who've told their kids that
kinda
means.
Smart.
Yeah, because you think about it every day in the summer. Yes. Yeah,
they overcharge.
Ridiculous.
The song's on the ice cream man is out of ice cream. That's a good one.
That is good.
I might have to use that.
Oh my gosh. I definitely did this one. If you pee in a pool, it changes color.
I saw it on a movie. What movie was that? Do you remember?
I don't.
The pool turned like blue, like blue dye.
I used to tell my kids that too.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't want little kids peeing in my pool.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And then they did it on accident one day and they're like, she's lying.
I'm like, no, only mom see it. You know what else I used to tell my kids? If they were lying, I would always say, stick out your tongue. Because I would tell them that there's a blue dot that only mommies could see if they were lying. So they'd always, if they didn't right away stick out their tongue, I knew they were really lying. So then I would play it off like, you know what? I don't see it. I don't see a blue dot. You're telling the truth. Or if they hesitated, I'd be like, I see it. It's right there. And they'd always fess up to it.
I'll probably do shit like that, though. But, like, mommy knows if you stick out your tongue, I can see.
Got eyes on the back of my head.
My parents used to say that. That I actually really thought they could see me if they were turned around.
It's just like, we know. We just know. I don't know. It's so weird.
I wonder what shit I'm going to come up with. That's funny. Santa doesn't come if you're awake. Surely everyone was told that, though, right? Yes.
Yes.
You have to be sleeping.
You have to be.
Yeah.
My belly button was called a Gucci goo.
Gucci goo?
Your belly button.
Gucci goo.
I mean, okay.
And she got older and she was like, what did you just call it? A belly button? A what? The realization.
It's funny because people call their, you know what, coochie, right? So I'm like, Gucci Gucci. A coochie. Close.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. You'll get sick if you shower and go outside with wet hair. Yes.
Is that not true though? Like, I feel like it can't be good for you. If it's cold out.
It's okay. So
if it's hot summer, obviously not. But like if it's cold out, like I still believe that.
Well, I think scientifically it's not that you will get sick from going outside because you don't get sick from cold and wet. You get sick from germs, bacteria, viruses, stuff like that. But I think the correlation is that your immune system, like, isn't as strong.
Like, you're cold.
If you're wet, wet head, wet hair, you go outside, yeah. It's cold. I think it drops your fighting mechanisms. I don't know about it. I'm sure we'll be corrected. We love that you guys always correct us. Sometimes. I do get butt hurt. I'm not going to lie.
The truth is coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I still think that. I still would not go outside with wet hair in the winter or anything. You'll get sick if you walk around the house with no shoes.
Never heard that one.
Never heard that either.
But, okay.
Oh, look. Somebody said what you said. Your tongue turns black when you lie, but only moms can see it.
Well, I said blue. But, same thing. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's so funny. My parents never said that to me. They would threaten me to wash my mouth out with soap, but they never did it. Oh, I did. Yeah, you fucking did that. That's fucked up, man.
You don't understand.
That's messed up. What'd you do it for?
Amani.
What, because he was cursing?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, fuck. And they'd be like, fuck.
No, he...
What, he was doing that at other people?
Just here. He was... Amani, and oh God, I love him. He was always my sweetest, most gentle, kind, loving child, always. And then all of a sudden, he started hanging out with somebody who he still hangs out with today, that little fuck. And he changed. My little thing became like a little demon. He was just, all of a sudden became vicious. And I'm talking like 7, 8, 9 years old. It wasn't really? Like when he was 16, 17 when you become a dick. You know, he went through this little stage. But I took soap, and not only did I wash his mouth out with soap, but I scraped it on the back of his
Geraldine!
Teeth.
Geraldine! Can you imagine, guys, can you imagine when I have children if I dare did that in front of you? You would want to murder me. I can't believe you did that. That is so unlike you. You were just angry. Sometimes you get to a point of parenting where you're like,
and it wasn't like once, twice, three times. It was a lot of times that I tried different things and he just wasn't getting it. And he behaved after that. He got it. And it was a tiny little bit. Don't make it seem like I made him eat a bar of soap.
I don't know what happened.
I scraped a little bit on the back of his teeth.
I'm just going off what you tell me. I have no idea what happened.
But yeah, I mean, he definitely, Listen, Amani also twists stories. He tells people, like, I beat the shit out of him with a brush. Meanwhile,
I've heard that one.
Yeah, but it was his roller skate.
Oh, God, I don't think it was that's his any roller better.
Skate, and he jumped on his bed, and I hit the roller skate. Like, on purpose, I hit the roller skate. Like, get over here, because I couldn't reach him, because mm-hmm. he was deep under a bunk bed.
He was running from you?
Yeah. Little fuck.
I've never probably seen after that he side cursed. Of
guys, I swear I wasn't an abusive parent.
No.
But he'll tell everybody that I beat him and I broke a brush, but meanwhile it was on a roller skate.
Listen, there's bound to be Zane just got home.
Oh.
There's bound to be parts of parenting where you just lose your shit and things aren't working and you gotta go a different route.
Yes.
Sometimes and it really, just happens.
And to be quite honest, I never had a break. I never had an opportunity to say, come watch your grandkids or watch your kid. I'm going to walk around the block. I never had that opportunity.
So you were at like wit's end every day. Hi, Zane.
Nice shorts. They're pretty color.
Then like every day you were reaching your breaking point because you never had to step away from them.
And a little bit of fucking soap on the back of the teeth. I mean, it didn't kill him. It didn't make him sick or anything. It just made him realize that I guess I shouldn't curse.
It's just funny coming from you because you would never expect that from you. It's just funny.
Listen, we all change.
You're like, wait till you become a parent.
No, we grow and we change. Yeah. You know,
also back then was so different too.
Oh, I joke around that I like Aaliyah and I were just in Lidl. Sorry, I have like little peds on.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're falling off.
And it like slipped off, but it got stuck on my pinky toe. So uh-huh. it was like, you know, it was so annoying. Sorry, I had to fix it. But we saw like wooden ruler, like back to school section. And I was like, Aaliyah, I picked one up and I'm like, I slapped like gently, but on top of her hand. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, my fourth grade teacher would do that. And it was like, imagine now. You know, if you kid came home and said your teacher was hitting you with a wooden ruler, like your reaction, you know? But times change.
My mother used to get beat with wooden spoons by her mother.
Yeah. I got a couple too. Just a couple of little whoops.
Yeah, but I'm saying like every generation changes. Right. Like I'm not like bashing you or anything for doing the soap or anything. Like I would never do that. Right. But I think times just change in how you parent and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, I used to tell my mom if she ever touched me, I would call CPS on her. I would tell her that all the time.
Oh, you know one thing I did tell my kids? Oh, God. Zane hated when I did this.
What?
I would tell him that night I called Nanny 911.
Oh, yes! I love that show! What a great show.
I would tell them that I'm going to call her. I'm going to call them. If you guys act up, I'm going to call her. They were great. They were great after that. That's did not want Nanny 911 coming.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Okay, how about they're allergic to cats? They hated the cats, so being allergic made it a great excuse.
I feel like that's viable because your kids won't stop. If they don't stop begging happened for to an my animal. Kids. Yeah. They're like, I'm allergic. We can't get one.
Yeah. Their dad was allergic. Yeah. Bullshit.
He was scared.
He was scared. But
Zane's dad is scared of all animals.
But he used the allergic
thing
on them.
Well, when the kids are so young, it's like, what are you going to say that makes sense that'll make them shut up about it? You're allergic.
I guess.
If I rolled down the window on the interstate, she would go to jail, or if I turned on the light.
Oh.
Roll down the window. Never heard that one before.
Me neither. But there's that light thing again. It is. It's very distracting.
What?
Putting on the light. Yeah.
I think at night it just reflects on like the front windshield.
If you swallow your gum, it takes 7 years to digest. Yes. I always heard that. Never said it, but always heard it.
It doesn't? Just comes out in your poop?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't take 7 years to digest. Cool. I told watermelon seeds.
You'd grow a watermelon.
Yeah. Don't swallow the watermelon seeds. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to grow a watermelon in my belly.
That's funny.
If you hit your mother, your hand will burn in hell. I believed it with all my heart.
Wow.
That's harsh. What?
Burn in hell? I don't know. Listen.
What the fuck? Benji's
like, hell? What?
Oh my God.
I don't believe in hitting, but I don't know if I would ever say you're going to burn in hell.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah.
Huh? If you make an ugly face, it'll stay that way. I was told that. Don't make your face. It's going to get stuck like that. Don't make your face like that. It's going to get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You say that to your kids? Take that face off. Your face is going to get stuck.
Yes. You had to wait 30 minutes after you eat to go into back into the pool.
Yes.
Yes.
To digest. Honestly, though, I still believe in that because you get cramps.
I think my kids still would wait a little bit before they went in the pool.
Yeah, because like swimming is like when you're a kid, you're swimming. You know what I mean? You're not just like relaxing in the pool like you do as an adult. So if you're swimming heavily as a kid right after you eat, you're going to hurt your stomach, in my opinion. I still believe that.
For years, they told us our dog died in surgery, but he was sent to the shelter for attacking kids.
Oh, my God.
See, that's probably something I would lie about. I mean, to be honest, I'd rather my kids be sad that the dog died than get rid of him because he's attacking kids.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
my parents had to get rid of their dog when I was born. They had a purebred German Shepherd, and the breeder that they got it from, they thought was like super responsible and whatnot, and it ended up being an incest dog. So it was going to hurt me as a baby. So like, obviously they had to get rid of it.
Wow.
But yeah, they found out that the breeder was like, it was like literally like the mother and this son.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, I'm like, God, that's why it's fucked up. Yeah, that was really dark. Anyways.
Here's a lighter one. If I pick my nose, I will have worms growing inside my nose.
I never heard that one.
Either why, but that would be a good reason to stop picking your nose if you think worms are going to grow up in there.
That is good. Yeah, because sometimes kids just be sitting there. Oh, come digging, on, bro.
Digging, man. Digging.
Not the sticky eye, booger fingers.
Listen, I don't mind it so much when kids do it. It's when you're sitting at the red light and you see the car next to you, them digging for gold. Ew, that's the worst. Take
disgusting.
A tissue.
Use a tissue, bro.
Use a tissue. Go deep as you want with a tissue, but to be barehanded.
It's disgusting.
Or do it when you're driving, but when you're sitting at a light and people could see you. Ugh. Don't.
Disgusting. Yeah, I would just teach my kids, like, you only do that in private and you use a tissue.
Yeah.
Don't go digging in front of people.
Yeah.
If you sit too close to the TV, you'll go blind.
Heard it a billion times.
I don't know if my parents said blind, but definitely they were like, yeah, it's not good for your eyes. Right. You're going to hurt your eyes, which is true.
Yeah, so I guess it's not technically.
It's not a lie. Yeah. I don't think you'll go blind, but... definitely not good.
How about if I didn't go to school, the police would come to my house and yell at me?
Did you say that to your kids?
Never.
My mom would beg me to stay home from school.
So would I.
Yeah. I think you and my mom were like anomalies.
Anomalies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys like wanted us to be home.
And then my kids wanted to go to school.
My mom's like, play hooky. I'm like, Ma, I have a test.
Yeah.
Ma, I can't because then tomorrow's going to be hell if I don't go today. That's how you guys know you got good kids, though. Begging us to stay home. We say no.
I love this next one.
That's funny. Go ahead.
My tooth fairy broke her wing, and that's why she didn't come for a week. My mom just kept forgetting. I have been there, done that.
The tooth fairy?
Been there, done that. Not a whole week.
That's funny. How magical, though, like, as a kid. Like,
yes.
That was, like, next to Santa, I think the tooth fairy was the most exciting for me. Because it's like magic. You like wake up and there's money under your pillow. It's like the craziest thing. And like a dollar is like $1,000 when you're a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like so awesome. You would say that they broke their wing?
No, I'm saying I didn't. I would just say that she must have been busy.
Oh,
she's on vacation. Yeah. Well, she forgets things too.
Yeah.
Or maybe she didn't find it. Make sure you put it, you know.
Yeah. If I slam my door, the house will fall down. Mom just didn't like when I slammed things. But my mom's a slammer, so she can't even get mad at me for that. But did you tell your kids that?
Mm-mm.
If you slam the door, the house will fall down?
Never.
No, never heard that one before.
If you eat food, you'll get big boobs.
Because most
little girls are going to want big boobs, right?
That's so fucked up,
So
actually.
It's like, yeah, eat all your food, you'll get big boobs.
You want boobs like mommy?
Eat your food. Never heard that, but wow.
Me and my friends used to drink pickle juice because we thought it would make our boobs bigger.
Really?
I think that's actually like a scientific thing, though.
Huh.
Pickle juice. I don't know. I mean, I got big boobs, so...
Listen, if I had my... Guys, my laptop took a shit.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Long story short, I was having a bad day. I was crying. Aaliyah felt bad for me. She brought me my cat, my baby boy, who I love so much, who always cheers me up. He cheered me up, jumped out of my arms, into my coffee cup, all over my laptop.
Yes.
Rest in peace. So, Zane blessed me with his, but I'm not used to it. Because you know me, I'd be Googling shit right now.
Mm.
I'd be like, does pickle juice make boobs grow? You know?
You want me to Google it? I can do that.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Guess we'll all have to look on our own. Everyone's Googling it right now. My brother and I were determined to prove that Santa was not real. We wanted to stay up on Christmas Eve to watch him. My parents said we were getting sick and gave us medicine to feel better for Christmas, but it was really Benadryl to knock us out.
Oh. Oh.
She said, you're not going to sleep.
Here's some Benadryl.
I'm giving you medicine because you were feeling sick, and it was just to make you go to sleep.
I have to say, I have never drugged my kids. I know.
Drugged?
I know a lot of people who do. Like, that is a perfect example.
I feel people like drugged sounds so dramatic, though. I've never drugged my kids. Okay, like, she gave them shrooms.
Sorry. That does sound terrible.
I mean, it is a drug. I mean.
Used medicine to aid in the sleeping of my child. I have never done that. I just, you know me, I'm anti-medicines as it is.
You so are, it's yeah. Like, I like medicine.
If they're up an extra hour, they're up an extra hour. And it's like for airplanes, for things like that. Like, I used to fly to Pakistan with Zane, who was so sick at the time. And I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
Mm.
But
I'm sure they have
to each his own. Yeah, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that's one thing I haven't done.
Yeah. I'm sure there's way more better ways now, though. I'm sure they have like children melatonin or something. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, like low doses of melatonin or something like that.
Yeah, something all natural is also a lot different. But. Yeah.
My mom used to turn up the time so we would go to bed earlier. Like, if it was really 6 p.m., she'd set the time to say 9 p.m., and we'd believe her and go to bed at 6 p.m. I could never go that far. That's funny.
I mean, I didn't set back clocks, but I used to make the boys with Aaliyah because the boys at that time, the boys at that time already were over the Santa thing, but I would always make them like, let me know when she's asleep kind of thing.
No, she's just saying like on a daily basis, like her mom would be like,
no, I would never do that.
She made it, their mom was like, yeah, it's 9 o'clock, it's bedtime, when it was really 6 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. How about if you ever hit your parents, your hand would stick out of the grave so everyone knew.
Oh my god, that's
almost like the burning in hell one.
Yeah, that's very harsh. That's a very harsh lie. She used to tell us that the bowling alleys under the malls were filled with alligators so we wouldn't bug her to go play because we were scared shitless.
I mean, I could see that. I mean,
wait, this girl wrote a lot. She said another thing is she told us there was a, quote, bad girl / boy box at every place we went. And if we were bad, we'd be put in there until she's done shopping and eating. She's a great mom. We are only a little bit traumatized, LOL.
Just a little.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
I was switched at the hospital.
My kids used to say that to each other, like, oh, you were delivered by FedEx or, you know, stuff like that. But, oh, my, that's mean. Ouch.
You know what's really mean?
Switched at birth.
Oh, fuck, actually. People are going to judge me for this. Whatever, it's a fucking cat, okay? But when Benji's being annoying or being an asshole, We saved him. We adopted him. We saved him from a kill shelter in Georgia, which is fucking awful. I don't support kill shelters. It's fucking disgusting, right? So I'm so grateful that we got to save him. But he's being really bad.
She'll send him back.
I'll send you back to Georgia, bitch. I would never, but it's funny.
That's the same thing like mom said. I brought you into this world. I'll take you out of the world. It's like we won't really, but.
Yeah. I'm like, Benji, I'll send your ass back to Georgia, bro. I'm so fucked up. Guys, don't judge me. I would never actually. It's just a joke. Don't call cat PS on me. CPS. Cat Protection Service.
Oh, man. Okay. Not a lie. She would tell me, though, if I left the house. I could leave the house if I wanted, but then she would call the cops on me. Go ahead, go. I'll just call the cops. You want to go? Go.
The gaslighting.
Just go.
Oh, my God. My mom told me that if I used a tampon, I wouldn't be a virgin anymore. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's so, not necessary in so many ways. Like, did she not want you to use a tampon? Like, that's weird.
I don't know.
It's very strange.
I love this one. Uh-uh. Eating onions would make my hair grow. As a child, I would devour onions because of it. She's like, ah, just like an apple.
It's just like an evil prank that like your parents were pulling on you, and every morning you're eating an onion and they're just fucking cracking up in the corner. And they're like, how long do you think we can make this last, bro?
Oh my goodness.
It's like a sick joke. Oh, that's messed up. If I blinked too much, I was sleepy and I needed to go to bed. Me as a kid.
Bright eyed.
Eyes wide open.
Oh man. I was going through, sorry. It's just reminding me. I found some SD cards and stuff like that, but I found the plug to that adapter. And I was checking them out. And yesterday I found pictures. Amani would always deny he was sleeping. And I have so many pictures of him just sitting like this with his eyes closed, because he'd always go, I'm not sleeping, Mom. But his eyes were closed. So yesterday, throughout looking through all these SD cards, there was so many times where I just see him with his eyes closed because he'd always deny it.
When me and my parents used to watch TV, I would be like, no, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm not sleeping. Aww. I'm just resting my eyes.
I just need a little rest.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm fucking sleeping. Nothing has changed, honestly. Last night, I was trying to rewatch my vlog to post today. I felt my eyes going. Me and Zane were laying in bed. He was like watching his own thing. I was watching that. And I just hear him giggling. And so like I'm like dozing. I'm like, what? He's just staring at me. I'm like, am I falling asleep? He's like, yes. Yeah. And my head was just bopping. I'm like, fuck, okay, I'll put it away.
She's doing the nod.
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty funny. My dad's car was making a squeaky noise and told me there was a mouse in the engine.
That's sweet. Maybe not.
Santa was real.
I think they all did. Oh my God.
Guilty.
I have to break my white lie rule for that. I'm going to have to lie to our kids for their own good. For a few things. Mm-hmm. Like you said, them lying. I'm going to have to do that. I can see it on your tongue.
Those are just cross your fingers as you're doing it or something like that, you know?
When I feel like being a parent is a totally different ball game. You have to lie when you're a parent.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't have to.
You don't have to, but it's definitely helpful.
I think I remember being a kid and it was like we didn't speak until we were spoken to. Kids sat at a different table. They weren't like you said earlier, like, it's evolving, right?
Yeah, things
and
are changing.
I know, like, my mom never beat the shit out of me. I got smacked with a wooden spoon a few times, you know, smacked whatever. But I wouldn't hit my kids. And that's my choice. I know some people believe in it and some people don't. But I always felt like
a light smack on the tush is as far as I would go.
But I also feel, yes, that's fine. But I feel like so many times, I just feel like, talk to the child. Like, they're a child.
Yeah.
So,
honestly, even just saying that out loud, though, I'm like, that actually sounds awful. I probably would never do that.
That's what I mean. And you know what? There might be times that you do. And that's
what I'm saying. Like, when you get really fucking frustrated and they're not listening, a little
But I just feel like there's so many better things. And I felt like back then, I just saw a TikTok and I'm not going to remember it all, but it basically was saying, like, you know, how everything, like, whatever, it's stupid, so forget it. But I just feel like there's a time and a place. And I feel like
I think what you're trying to say,
speaking on their level.
Yeah, like, you know? like sit down with them and be like, why are you crying? Let's stop crying and be able to use your words and talk to me and tell me why you are upset right now.
Right. Talk to me. Yeah. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
I want to understand.
Or like, I'm going to let you get your breath. You know, you take your time and you come talk to me when you're ready to talk. You
because
know?
that's a way that for you can cool down and the child can cool down rather than just getting more angry and
you
spanking
cry it out
or screaming
you
or yelling. Yeah. It solves nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so being able to talk things out.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's a much better way.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. Elf on the Shelf. I thought it was real one day, and my cousin grabbed it, and I broke my phone and hit her. She's like, don't touch my Elf on the Shelf. If I walk on a curb, my feet would turn red. It made me want to walk on it even more.
Backfire. Something's just backfire.
Yeah. Strict parents create sneaky children. I always say it.
Hair will go curly if you eat your crusts. I guess that was somebody who wanted curly hair, and they would always leave their crust. Eat your crust, your hair will go curly.
As they should be. Eat your damn crust.
Eat
you don't
your
waste food.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up.
I'm like, that's funny. He said, we convinced my little brother that he was a monkey that we got from the zoo, and we shave him at night. You know what's fucked up? Have you seen the pranks where they pretend that they can't see the kid?
Yes, that's hysterical.
But that's mean.
I've also seen it where they call the dog and the dog is right in front of them and they're acting like like they can't.
Oh, like the dog is even worse because you can't be like, oh, I'm just kidding,
right?
The kid,
poor kid.
Like, I'm right here, mom, I'm right here. Like, where are you?
That is very mean.
That is so mean.
Kind of funny.
Because until the kid's old enough, they're going to think they're invisible. Like, oh my God, I just randomly go invisible.
Oh my gosh.
That's so mean.
Cows lay down when it's going to rain.
It's a weird one. She must live on a farm or something.
Maybe.
Almond in Almond Joys was a pill. They just didn't want me eating their chocolate.
See that? That's medicine. You want to stay away from that.
Yeah, this is for adults only. You won't like this. This is nasty. You go like that to your kids. You're like, this is gross. This is adult. Mommy. It's only mommies. You won't like it.
How about
and they're like,
one?
Ew, I don't want to have that. This is mommy's juice.
Wasn't allowed to talk while fishing because it would scare off the fish. Wow.
That's funny.
That's messed up. Take your kid fishing and just tell him to shut up. Shut up. You're scared with the fish.
She had to be quiet. Well, you know what my mom used to do with me? The quiet game. She loved the quiet game. Whoever talks first loses.
It's so fucked up. Very smart.
You didn't do that
Very
with your
smart.
Kids? I used to be like, oh my God, I'm going to win.
No, I
Let's
didn't.
Let's play the quiet game. Whoever talks first loses.
I don't think I ever did
I'm like
that.
This. My mom's like, yes.
She's like, it's a win-win for me.
Oh, that's funny. If I cross my eyes, I'll stay cross-eyed. My parents told me that. Oh my God, wait, I missed one.
My older brother told my little brother his penis would fall off if he got in the pool.
That's messed up.
That is messed up.
That's really mean.
Although, how little of a brother? I mean, you don't want him falling into a pool and drowning, so maybe
That's true.
If you go in that pool, your penis is going to fall off.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of mean.
That's kind of. I would be so worried if my sister was like, you can't go in the pool, your boobs are going to come off. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not going in the pool. Wait. I have so much to say on this. Thunder was just two clouds banging together.
Isn't that what thunder is?
I don't know what thunder is. Clouds can't bang together. Clouds are precipitation. Are you actually Googling this? My mom used to tell me that thunder was the angels bowling. She's Googling it. Clouds can't bang. They're right.
Thunder is the angels bowling.
Yeah.
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 I always heard that.
Yeah. My mom used to say that.
Thunder is the sound caused by lightning. Depending on the distance from the nature of the lightning, it can be, it can range from a long rumble to a sudden loud crack.
Wait, did you actually believe that the clouds hitting each other? No, you didn't. No. You're just fucking with me.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay. I was going to say. I know we're not book smart, but we know that.
No, but my mom used to tell me that too.
That the clouds banging?
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I was told angels bowling. Angels were bowling up there when the thunder.
No, I also heard that too.
Oh, okay.
Like I was told both of them.
Yeah. Or like if you see like the light shining through the clouds.
It was heaven.
Yeah.
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 Listen, we know it's not heaven shining through, but any time that there's a break in the clouds with the rays.
It just comforts you.
Always comfort.
Yeah. Well, it's gorgeous. That's why. It's like very pretty to look at. It's like pleasing.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's pretty. Soothing to me. And I think it's like those little things like, you know, like the angels bowling, God bowling, stuff like that. It would make you as a kid less scared of it because it would be like, oh, the angels are just bowling. It's not scary. Yeah. Or, you know, God is bowling. It's not scary. So I think like some of those little lies, you know, it's like to help your kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know, as a kid, I would literally picture, like, angels with wings bowling up there.
Aww.
Like, I really would. I couldn't go on the school bus in kindergarten unless I ate my meal at mealtime.
Okay.
Oh.
You can read your deleted messages by calling your phone provider.
I was told that, like, nothing is ever gone, which is true. The internet is always out there, yeah.
But I get that one. Wow. I'm sorry, but this is fucked up. The dog ran away. They gave him away while we were at camp. That is so... Wow. Wow. That's messed up. So is this annoying cough of mine.
Santa has house keys because we didn't have a chimney.
Oh,
that's cute.
That's adorable.
He's got a copy of the keys.
If I didn't pray, the picture of Jesus would fall on my head while I was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and it was at my grandparents' house. She had a picture of Jesus above my bed.
You can't shower during a thunderstorm. I never heard that one.
I don't think I heard that either.
My boyfriend's mom told him that his penis would fall off if he didn't pee before bed. What's with the penis falling off? That's very traumatizing. That would traumatize me if I had a penis.
Can I just say that whole driving with the car light on,
it's
we have about
one.
900 of them so far.
Yeah. I think that's the normal one that everyone knows.
Oh, another one, that our dog was just in the garage when he had actually passed away. And I believed her.
That's so traumatizing, though. How do you tell? Kids can't even process death. Like, yeah, he's just...
Especially when you tell him that he's just in the garage or he's at the doctor. You know, they're never going to be able to process it. If you keep protecting him from processing death. Sorry.
Poor kids with their dogs.
So sad.
People weren't allowed chewing gum until 21.
I'm really sorry. This is really annoying, guys. I apologize.
It's okay.
No matter how much I
edit anyway.
I know, but you're still going to like hear the little ee-ees.
Yeah.
The playground was closed. I remember telling my kids that. But it really was. Sunset.
It's or close. Didn't you say when you had to, like, distract someone when you drove past McDonald's or something?
Oh,
was that
Aaliyah,
you?
Oh, Aaliyah, yes. When
really?
We were in Pakistan. Because,
the Golden Arches.
The Golden Arches. So we'd always have to make her look the other way.
Zayn
and Imani were great.
Closed.
Zayn and Imani were great at it. They were like, Aaliyah, look over there, look over there.
They helped you.
Yeah. All the time. They would see it coming down the road and they'd be like, Yeah.
There's nothing like that Happy Meal with a toy. It's just so joyous when you're a kid. It really is.
I believe this, by the way. Just saying.
What?
La Llorona.
What is it?
The Mexican folklore. La Llorona snatches children from their beds at night if they lie.
You believe that?
No, I believe in the folklore. I didn't tell my kids that.
What does that mean?
La Llorona is the bride who... this whole story. But...
You believe that she snatches kids from the bed?
Yeah. I believe the folklore of La Llorona. Not necessarily what this person is saying.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a movie, but I believe that that really happened.
Okay.
No, not the snatching kids at, if they lie.
Oh.
It's like saying, like, Jason or, like, one of our scary people. You know what I'm saying?
That they existed?
Right. So say, like...
Like Bloody Mary?
Okay, say Bloody Mary. And your kids always lied to you. Mm. Listen, Bloody Mary's going to come and get you from your bed if you lie.
That would traumatize me. So it's not saying
like La Llorona, like that wasn't what Mary did, but they're using her. So La Llorona, I believe in the story of La Llorona, but I don't believe that she snatches kids.
Oh, understood. I would never say that to my children because that would traumatize me. Like even you just saying that to me now, like Bloody Mary will snatch you in your sleep. Like that's like really scary shit to say to a kid.
How old of a kid?
I know. Like I wouldn't say that to my kid. I don't even want to hear that, and I'm 24. That scares me.
Wait, this isn't true?
Girls are only mean to you because they're jealous of you, and boys are mean to you because they like you?
Yeah, I always thought that was true.
You still think that's true?
I do.
I think girls are mean because they're jealous, yes.
And I also think, like, little boys teasing you on a playground is because they have a little crush on you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I believe in those.
Little boys, yeah.
Like but at a younger age. I'm not saying like adults or stuff like that. I'm just saying like as little kids. Because, you know, you got to remember that as little kids, like circle, circle, dot, dot. Like they think they got the cooties and stuff. So if a boy likes you, he's going to pick on you. Like I really believe that.
Circle, dot, dot.
I got my cootie shot.
I still think that girls are mean to girls because they're jealous.
Oh, absolutely. Like I really do believe that.
Yes. Even, like, at our age, though.
Yeah, you think of all the hate comments that come at you or yeah. The people that do shit. It's because, yeah.
Yeah, because you're jealous. If you were in a good spot in your life, you would say it in a nice way and give constructive criticism versus bashing on another woman.
Right. And be happy for them that they're doing well or whatever, you know? Yeah.
Nobody that's in a happy spot will ever be rude to somebody on the internet.
I agree.
Just saying. Okay. My dad once told me that what the food that I throw in the trash comes to life when it gets big enough.
My God. See a half a sandwich walking down the hallway.
That's kind of good, though. I feel like that's a good lie because you don't want your kids to waste food. Like, you know, like, oh, mom won't see. I'll just throw out the rest of it. That's a waste, you know? I'll be like, I'll eat that shit. Don't throw that shit out. The leftover chicken nuggies are the best. Those are the best. Why, when kids are eating chicken nuggets, you always want a chicken nugget? They always sound good when kids are eating chicken nuggets. Like the dino nuggets? Fuck me up. Don't throw those out. I want them. I want the rest of your dino nuggies. A lot of people lying about their dog dying.
Yeah.
And the light.
And the light. And the light. And the light. And the light. And the light. Look how many lights in a row there was.
Don't touch frogs. You'll get warts.
Yes. Always. I had warts when I was a kid. And... my brother would always tease me. What'd you do? Touch a frog again? Like, it was just like...
Yeah. I can't even imagine life growing up with a brother. Sounds so weird to me.
Oh, he tortured me.
I would love to be able to have a girl and a boy, because I want to... I don't know, I just never had that energy growing up. I had my cousins that I was close with, but that's it. But, like, having a brother sounds just like such a bizarre concept to me. So I want to give that to my kids. That would be cool. Watch me just have, like, all girls. I want to be mad. Tell me that Zane is not a girl dad.
Yeah.
He is, right?
Yeah.
Even Imani was saying it the other day. He's like, you're going to have a girl first. I'm like, he's such a girl dad. He's, like, gentle, loving. You know, like, boys are like, boogers, cars! I also, whereas though, he would be sitting there like brushing the girl's hair and like, you know, like doing doing her hair. Like, I feel like he's gentle like that.
I also feel though, if he was to have a boy, he'd get down on the hands and knees and be excited to play with the little cars again too. You know, like I see that in him, but I agree more with the girl. Yeah.
Aww, yeah, I just so see cute. That from him, like picking out her outfit with her.
So sweet.
Okay.
This one's right. Huh. I don't know why people think this is a lie.
Hmm. Oh, that parents are always right.
Yeah, we are. Hello.
Always, every time. Never wrong.
I have to tell you, I promise, in the last 4, 5, 6 months, I've heard from Zane, Amani, and Aaliyah, you know, you were right. On many different occasions lately, they're getting to an age now where they're looking back at life and they're going, holy shit, you were right. And I've heard it time and time again. So maybe you who wrote this just haven't seen it yet, but you will.
Definitely times where my parents were wrong.
Listen, I'm just kidding.
As human.
I'm just kidding. Of course.
Yeah.
But we are right most of the times.
She's like, yeah, but... You get butt
99.999. Totally kidding, guys.
That the Easter Bunny came to deliver our baskets in a helicopter.
Guys, you have no idea. You hear my voice. I have been coughing up a storm, and I'm doing my best at editing. But I know sometimes if she's saying something, I can't edit it out. I try to silence it, but I apologize for this. Hopefully, I am over this soon because it's driving me nutso. I never heard the Easter Bunny delivers the baskets by the helicopter, just saying.
No, but I did love Easter. I think I thought it was so cool and fun to find the eggs. They called fish chicken of the sea to get me to eat it. Okay, so when I was a little girl, everything was chicken, my mom told me. Like, I don't remember it, but like, as an adult, she said, yeah, when you were younger, you were very, very picky. You wouldn't eat anything, so everything was chicken. And then you would eat it.
Okay.
Whatever works. I mean,
whatever works.
Placebo effect.
Oh, how about if you drink before 21, you die?
What? That's very harsh.
Oh.
And then what? They see all their friends doing it and they're like,
she didn't die.
Yeah.
And he didn't die.
And then sneaky before children. You know it.
Yep.
Hot dogs, like wiener dogs, were poisonous. There was just a mean, aggressive one nearby.
An aggressive little wiener dog. Ah.
With his teeth out. If you shave above the knee, you'll get cancer. My mom's mom told her that. Oh my gosh. That's so harsh. That's actually so funny.
This would be something like when you found it in Crystal's bag.
I did. I found condoms in my sister's purse.
But if you asked her about it, her response could have been, I asked what a condom was, and mom said, you put money in it to save up to buy a condominium.
That's fucking funny. What would you tell your kids when they ask where babies come from?
The truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Because you know what? Like, this is going to be very dark and extreme, but hear me out. Like, telling your kids like a nickname for their private parts or whatever, you never know if, like, God forbid something happened. Like, you want them, like, be like, oh, my cookie. And you're like, oh, yeah, cookies, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm going to teach my children, like, it's a penis and it's a vagina. Yeah, for like safety reasons.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, like, yeah, when mom and daddy love each other.
Right.
Is that what you said? When mom and daddy love each other, then mm-hmm. they make a baby.
Yeah.
You don't go into specifics until they're old enough.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't think really that I had to go in, you know, I think. We all just figure it out, right? Mm. But, I mean, yeah, that's the basics. And you do it when you love each other, you know, kind of thing. Yeah,
just, like, very short and sweet. I was told the bird for a while.
Did you?
The stalk, yeah.
Oh, illegal to drive with your shoes off.
I think I was told that. Maybe? That sounds kind of familiar.
Huh.
If you got a bump on your tongue, it was because you lied. A lie bump. Got the truth out of us.
Same thing like a black dot, blue dot. That any animal can give you rabies. We'd bring home wild animals into our house all the time.
I mean, she's not wrong, though. Wild animals can have illnesses that you should not be touching them also. So I would say the same thing. I'd be like, you're going to get rabies if you've been bringing wild animals in the house all the time. Like, Mom, I got a raccoon. It's like, you're like, you're gonna get fucking rabies. Oh my God, that's funny.
My mom didn't want me to eat her favorite cereal, so she said if I did, it would make me poop.
Don't use my shampoo. It's going to make your hair fall out.
Your finger will fall off if you pick your nose.
If the store is closed, if the lights are on. Sorry, Toys R Us is closed, honey.
It's like the ice cream, man.
Yeah. It's like totally song doesn't make sense.
Done. He's sold out.
It totally doesn't make sense. Me and my parents would go to Toys R Us because we couldn't really, like, the toys were just so ridiculously expensive. We couldn't afford them. We would just, like, walk around, just play with all the toys, and then we would leave. I thought it was, like, I don't think I even realized back then that it was a store. You know what I mean? I thought it was just, like, a place to go to, like, have fun. Like, I don't even think I realized that you could, like, walk out and buy something.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Or then you get the catalog in the mail and you circle every single thing for Christmas.
For Christmas, yeah.
Were the times.
Did you ever go to Zany Brainy? I used to take my kids all the time over there just to play.
I don't know what that was.
It was more of an educational kind of store, but they sold like the train table. They always had the trains set up and stuff like that, so the kids would go and play forever.
I used to go to the library.
Yeah.
And play at the library.
So cute.
Yeah.
All the things will come back when you have a baby and you're going to start doing these things. You'll be like, oh my God, I remember doing this.
I know, things that I forgot. I'm like, oh my God. When we get our little girl her first, like, American Girl doll, that's going to be so emotional for me. Oh, but now the Build-A-Bear. I love the Build-A-Bear. Okay, let's do a few more.
Okay, that my nose would grow like Pinocchio if I told lies. I was terrified of this as being a kid. Yes.
That's harmless. Yes. That's a good one. Your nose is going to grow. I can see your nose is getting bigger.
Your nose is growing.
You better tell the truth.
It's like the blue dot. Same kind of thing.
Yeah. It's spicy. You won't like it.
Ah, that's a great one.
My mom used to go, if we were out to eat, she wanted like a french fry or something. We still do it to each other because she's done it to me since we were a kid. So now it's like an adult joke. Look, it's Justin Bieber. And then she would steal food off my plate. But we still do it to this day.
That's fucking funny.
When we want like a fry or something, like, look, it's Justin Bieber.
Ah, look, it's the same thing like you just said, Liz. Hmm. That all meat was chicken.
Yes.
As I wouldn't eat any meat apart from just chicken.
Yeah.
We called the TV remote a cookie, and they didn't warn me that no one else called it that.
That's funny.
Going to a friend's house your first time, where's the cookie?
If you chewed on your hair, you get worms in your belly.
Yo.
This is sad. That they would take me to Disney World.
It's fucked up. Poor thing.
Like, yeah, we're gonna go one day. All the ice cream had mold, so we just wouldn't eat it late at night.
Babies came from the Cabbage Patch.
That my dad didn't smoke weed every day. This is getting deep. There was a man in the sewer manholes.
Oh, it's like it.
If you lie, Santa will know and take a present away for each lie. That's a good one.
Mm. Every time I hiccuped, I grew. And I believed this until I was 17 and my teacher told me I was dumb.
Oh my God. Santa Claus used the same wrapping paper as my parents because he ran out.
That's like a oops, shit, I was wrapping late at night, fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that we ate our bunny rabbit for dinner.
Where are babies from? My parents got my parts at Home Depot. I got your parts from Home Depot.
This one says that the announcement at the grocery store was telling me to stop running because I didn't speak English, so I didn't know.
They're yelling at you. Oh, that's funny. My grandma told me that there was a snail in everyone's nose, and if you pick your nose, the snail will bite your finger. That's traumatizing. My mom would dump out the french fries in my Happy Meal and replace it with carrot sticks.
Oh my God, this is something I did and that was done to me, that you need to hold your breath while passing a cemetery so that you don't breathe in a spirit.
I was told to hold my breath, but not because I would breathe in a spirit. I was told it was like respectful or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To like hold your breath driving past, or it's bad luck to not hold your breath.
Right.
Something like that.
But that's funny, because I tell my kids, Aaliyah still does it.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, there's a lot more. We're going to end it there. Guys, thank you so much for listening. That was a doozy. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. It is just at Aghmil, A-G-A-H-M-I-L. Make sure you put on your notifications. We post every time an episode goes live, and we are going to be doing a lot more questionnaire boxes on our stories. So go check it out over there. You're always anonymous, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Go rate us on Spotify, if you don't mind. It's very, very quick and easy. You just hit the 5-star button. You don't have to write anything. It takes literally less than a second. And if you want to, you can get our episodes early, and you don't have to listen for advertisements. You can hit the link that's in our show notes. Go check it out.
Okay, love you. Bye. I was waiting to be cued in.